Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, for December 13, 2025. Today, we cover recent market movements, institutional activity, regulatory shifts, and key developments shaping the landscape. Bitcoin briefly surged above $94,000, fueled by Strategy's largest investment since July, signaling short-term bullish momentum. Despite this, Bitcoin currently consolidates around $90,304, showing just a modest 0.08% move. This is following a letter from the House Financial Services Committee urging the SEC to allow Bitcoin in 401k plans, potentially unlocking significant capital via retirement accounts. Corporate treasuries remain active, accumulating over 12,644 BTC in November alone, led by MicroStrategy with 9,062 BTC. Contributing to a net institutional accumulation of 10,761 BTC. Meanwhile, Ethereum, BNB, XRP, and other altcoins show downward corrections from resistance zones, reflecting ongoing bear activity at elevated ranges. Ethereum is in focus due to strategic partnerships and expected consensus upgrades that could boost demand. Analysts highlight Ethereum's potential to challenge Bitcoin's dominance, especially if it approaches previous all-time highs. XRP remains near a critical $2 support level. Despite $16.4 million inflows into XRP, price stagnation suggests market hesitation. A breakout over $2.20 could prompt significant gains toward $2.50, supported by new institutional exposure from the 21Shares TOXR ETF. The Federal Reserve's recent rate cuts have lifted the crypto market slightly, with Bitcoin and select altcoins gaining nearly 2%. Yet, caution persists as traders assess the implications of monetary policy shifts. Key Bitcoin levels to watch include $92,000 for a bullish breakout and $82,000 as a threshold for further corrections. On the regulatory front, the SEC has closed its multi-year Ando Finance investigation without charges, which may signal easing enforcement pressures. The U.S. government's national security strategy notably omits digital assets, focusing instead on AI, biotech, and quantum computing, reflecting a nuanced stance on crypto's role in national policy. Conditional approval of U.S. banking charters for Ripple, Circle, and BitGo marks a push toward mainstream integration. The CFTC is expanding its regulatory oversight, while banks gain increased permissions to transact in crypto. Tether is actively exploring tokenizing its stock after a $20 billion fundraising effort targeting a $500 billion valuation. This could unlock new liquidity avenues and enable buybacks. Meanwhile, Tether's $1 billion bid to acquire Juventus Football Club was declined, though the move highlights ambitions to expand crypto's footprint into mainstream sectors. The solo Bitcoin miner's recent reward of 3.13 BTC, worth approximately $282,000, underscores continuing individual mining activity amid changing market dynamics. Notable network developments include XRP's WXRP launch on Ethereum and Solana, backed one-to-one by native XRP and supported by an initial $100 million liquidity pool. This cross-chain expansion promises increased DeFi activity and market-making opportunities. Solana's ecosystem upgraded with 7 enhancements and a new stablecoin, JUPUSD, aiming to bolster user rewards and prediction market participation. Jump Crypto's FireDancer client launched on Solana mainnet, targeting a million transactions per second, which could improve network scalability and performance. Important levels to monitor include Bitcoin's resistance near $94,000 and support around $90,000, with caution toward the potential for sharp short-term corrections given ongoing volatility. XRP's $2.20 breakout remains a key inflection point for altcoin gains. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.